Bing the moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. Bing the moon, gonna get you.
Nothing's gone. Good morning. Do you not think your mic is on? What mic are you? That's aux. Your mic 4. It's on. Can you hear yourself?
It's okay. I don't really.
Well, good morning. This is Bug Thief. I'm Eleanor. You possibly can't hear Yilo, but they're sitting right across from me. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Today we have a show about space. I also can't hear you.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. I'm going to play the next song. Maybe we'll talk more once we figure this out. So far you've heard Pink Moon by Nick Drake, which Yilo said was their favorite song of all time last night.
Wait, one of them.
One of them, apparently. Really, one of them. And then a cover of Across the Universe by Fiona Apple, which I didn't know was a Beatles song.
Yeah, that was funny.
Next up is La Lune by Billy Martin. I guess this is just about the moon, possibly. I don't really know. Kind of space vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy. I'm just looking at which one to click.
I come back again.
ended that song a little early.
Well, whatever. We got the mic to work. It was mic 2, not mic 4. So, what have you heard? Let me look. Beach House by Space Song. Oh! Space Song by Beach House.
Got the idea.
That was the idea of it. What else should I say about that? It's a good song. I like Beach House.
Yeah, I don't know. Good song, sad song, good song.
Can I not hear you?
Can't hear me somehow. Well, maybe I'm just like talking quiet. It's okay. Keep going.
All right. So, next song is "Size of the Moon" by Pine Grove.
Great song.
Yeah, this is a great song. I don't know if you can hear.
It's okay.
Let's just go.
Okay.
Do you want to dance? Fine, but do you remember when? In your living room, we made some room, moved ourselves around in it. It's how my heart resumed. Got caught, got this Caravaggio move. We had some good ideas, but we never left that fucking room. Do you want to talk? Fine, I'll talk it out with my dad. So it's nice and he said, I'll have some good advice from something in a book he read. Like a drink while we wait for everything to get good again. We're good at things and so are a lot of our friends. We should forget these setbacks, get back moving again. Yeah, I don't know. That drink. Fine, yeah, I know, I remember that too. In your living room, right? We began to fight, but then we both felt confused. And we were laughing and crying in all at the size of the moon. Oh,
All right, I have a quick PSA to read.
Wait. Okay. Yay, it's working. How, shed shout out Gabe.
Gabe?
Yeah, isn't Gabe listening?
No, Dake.
Oh, I thought you said Gabe. Mm-mm. Oh, Dake's probably up for ROTC or something.
Yes, exactly.
Hi, Dake. Hi, Dake. Thanks for listening. You're probably the only one. But I have a quick PSA to read. See, these are some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of the world's prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending.
That's fun and relevant.
That's very relevant. It's kind of disgusting. Anyways, that was Size of the Moon by Pine Grove. I liked that song. And then we have three in a row that you can just sit back and relax to. I think we're, like, slowly progressing into more space themes. Mm. Like, Chinese Satellite by Phoebe Bridgers, Telescope by Cage the Elephant, Space Girl by Francis Forever. Anything to say about them or about anything else?
I don't think so. Well, yeah, no.
Nothing to say.
Nothing to say. I feel like Phoebe, classic. We were choosing between Chinese Satellite and Moon Song.
Yeah, maybe we'll throw in Moon Song too.
Maybe. Okay, also what I realized is when I was like, no, Moon Song's really good. Not that Moon Song is bad, but I was thinking Garden Song.
Yeah, I knew.
Garden Song. Because
I was
so
like, Moon Song
good.
Is not that good.
Yeah, I mean, it's good, but like,
Garden I also Song's never better. Listen to Phoebe Bridgers. Like, I never put her on. You know, it's just like, sometimes. Oh, I like Phoebe. I don't know.
Really?
No.
I do, like, on specific vibes. The fall, yeah. The winter, sometimes.
Maybe I should start listening to her a little bit
yeah,
more.
But it's also, like,
maybe
dangerous.
I, like, over-listen to her, too.
Yeah.
When I was preparing for her concert, I was like, I need every song to be memorized. And so I listened a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Call in.
To who? Jake was our one listener, and he's gone.
Call in. I don't know if you want to chat or just like give us prompts, maybe like text in and like give us questions that we can answer, like a Q&A or something like that. I think that'd be fun. Anyways, if you've never listened to Phoebe Bridgers, this is a little, I mean, probably, I feel like
at
young
Tufts
people
University?
Are not listening to this at 6 a.m.
Young people, like, I think there's like a large demographic of Tufts that probably is, which is disproportionate to like the rest of the country, but at Tufts for sure.
Well, it's okay. you may have never heard this song.
Yeah.
I've been running around in circles, pretending to be myself. Why would somebody do this on purpose when they could do something else? Drowning out the same three songs over and over. I wish I wrote it, but I didn't, so I learned the words. Hum along till the feeling's gone forever. Took a tour to see the stars, but they weren't. I
Telescope, I see a pair of eyes peer back at me. He walks and talks and looks like me. Sits around inside his house from room to room. He moves about, fills his life with pointless things and wonders how it all turns out.
Oh, guitars and 12-year-old boys swinging across the playground. Hair was down to my back, I never grew it back out. After sixth grade, sorry kid, I sold off the sunlight, traded off the magic to make the rent. Come up kid, it's been such a long.
Woke up this morning.
Yeah, that was kind of a harsh fade out. My apologies.
It's okay.
Quickly run through what we just listened to. Actually, I already said it, but we added one.
Yeah.
Sunny Boy by Rip Momney.
Which is Eleanor like, said is not space, but if the moon and a satellite are space, why is the sun not
I
space?
I guess the theme of space is very broad right now.
That's not broad. That's just
the next song is not like, can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Next song, it doesn't have space in the title, but the vibes are just so space.
Yeah, this is our one, no space in the title or artist or anything.
Yeah.
Just pure vibes.
Pure but vibes on this one and just, yeah.
Immediately
really,
on
you
the
can so vibe to it. Just be like, just kind of like move around like your water.
Eleanor's
like,
doing the worm with doing, her arms right now.
And you could just pretend you're floating in space and like you're not on this planet anymore. I have to blow my nose so bad.
Okay, why don't we
call in if you're sick too?
Eleanor and I are fighting for our lives in the studio. We both started like hacking at the same time, and I know
the trash can behind me has a lot of my mucus in it right now. But you know what? We got up and we're at it at 6 a.m. and someone was in here before us, so somebody had to get up at 4. So
yeah,
and then somebody before them had to get up at 3. So we're actually chilling so hard.
I know. We're fine.
We're fine. Okay, enjoy the probably most spacey song we have on this playlist.
Come on.
Okay. How did you like it? Did you guys like the song?
We were vibing.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a live recording. You know the podcasts that have live videos on YouTube or whatever?
Oh, of us just talking?
Like yeah, with that, prompts? Yeah, bad
I think
idea.
We could do no, I think we could do that. We have a lot to say about things.
I know, we need prompts though, because like it's really early and all I can think about is I'm not thinking about anything.
I know.
It's literally like no brain thoughts. Empty. Yeah. No thoughts. I had a Colombe coffee. Oh, I have something to say about that.
Oh.
Hodge has the La Colombe coffees on the meal swipe, obviously. And at the beginning of this year, I have a hoarder mentality about everything. And so I hoarded, like, I'm not kidding, like 25. And they were under my bed. And finally, I looked at them and I was like, once I finish these, I'm not going to buy anymore.
Why?
Because I was like, they don't even taste good to me anymore because I've had them so much. And so now it's just like habit to drink
one. It's not special.
It's not special and it doesn't even taste that good and the caffeine doesn't do anything to me. So I said, after I finish these, I'm not going to get any more. And I just drank my last one.
Whoa.
So I'm about to be cold turkey.
Okay, but wait. The caffeine might be doing things for you and you just don't realize.
It actually probably is.
A lot of times people just start to get used. Also, people just to get used to it, so then it doesn't feel like it's a big difference. But if you don't have it, then you won't feel good.
Yeah, but also I've been having like a good amount of energy in the days.
Like, have you been drinking a lot of Colombe every day?
Like, no, I think I've just been like getting a good amount of sleep and vibing.
Yeah, yesterday we were learning how to do side skips in the sink and we were
I had so much energy in the sink. Yeah,
but it was great.
Being super disruptive.
Yes. Eleanor did that. My go-to when I'm feeling hyper and I'm like in a school or an academic building is finding an empty hallway or staircase and just running up and down and up and down and up and down.
I'm like imagining you sprinting through an empty hallway.
Yes. I literally do this. Like, at Smuffa, I'll find one, and I'll just run there back, and then I'll just, like, walk back out where all the people are, but I'm, like, breathing hard, but I'm, like, trying to act chill and be, like...
The thing about my high school was that it was so close to my house that I would go and run home and back.
Oh, me too.
And get stuff, because, like, we had this hallway that, like, wasn't locked, and so you could just walk in and out, because all the other doors were, like, locked.
Locked from the outside?
Like, yeah, otherwise shooters would come in.
In Orno, Maine?
Yeah, I realized that, like, the doors really shouldn't be locked. They locked right at 8 a.m., so if you got to school 1 minute late, you'd have to, like, bang on the door until somebody came in.
That's, like, not normal.
It's so stupid. Wait, actually, you know what it was? It was because we had a shooter threat when I was a sophomore.
Oh, shit.
Like, we thought that a shooter was going to come in, and all the policemen were in there, and, like, because, like, somebody had sent a threat to the school saying that they were, and people thought that they were already in the school.
Oh, God.
And everyone was, like, social media being, like, I'm so, like, oh, my God. And, like, it was really scary, though. Because I wasn't in school yet, and my sister was already in the building. And then when I was walking to school, a teacher was walking back and was, like,
don't go in.
He was, like, don't go in. Like, something's going on. Like, you have to go home. And I was, like, what's going on?
And your sister was in there.
So, like, we thought it was real.
Oh, God, that's scary.
Yeah. I haven't thought about that in a long time.
Yeah, you never told me about that. That's scary. My high school was really chill. And then we did not get... Well, we got, like, bomb threats. We never got shooter threats.
We just got the normal bomb threats. We got a few of those, too.
Yeah, and we would just, like... Then you just, like, couldn't leave.
Yeah.
But normally, you could just walk in and out. Not till my senior year when we got a new principal did they, like, start to try to stop people from walking in and out. But I would literally, like... I had, like... Especially, like, senior year, I had, an English teacher that was just kind of, like... Like, whatever, loopy. Mm-hmm. Or just, like, not... He's just, like, didn't really pay attention or care. And so I just be like, hey, can I go to the bathroom? And I would just walk home. Make myself, like, a nice little tea latte. Sit down. Talk to my mom. Do a little crossword. And then go back. When everybody had left the class and just my backpack was left. And I'd just be like, hey.
That's so bold.
Hey. And then I'd let go.
Yeah, I don't know why my high school was so strict. It was, like, such a... bad high school.
Nice.
It was such a bad high school, so they were just like trying to police us for no reason. And like, I was
also
like,
there were less of you, so I feel like it's easier to keep track.
Right, but I was like, I'm literally the smartest kid here.
Okay.
I'm like one of the smart ones. Like, let me do what I need.
Yeah, yeah. There was just like a lot of people, and they do not. Ella was about to call.
I'm feeling the phlegm come.
No.
Okay, let's just move on.
Yeah. Let's look at our last two songs, and then last three. But like, play the last two, and then we'll like talk, and then we'll do the last one and leave.
Okay. So the next one is big throwback for the kids my age. I don't.
I don't know. Cecilia and the Satellite? You guys remember that from 8th grade?
Wait, did that come out then?
I feel like that's just what I listened to it.
Okay, I was going
to
say, I feel like it's much older.
It definitely
older.
Is much older, but like that's when I discovered it and was like, this is the shoot.
the shoot.
This is the shoot. Let me know if you like it. Okay.
No one is listening.
I locked myself in a hotel room. Then waited all night for the walls to move. I love some girls that I barely knew. I made some friends and I lost some too. Crashed my car, I was 17. My mother in the seat riding next to me. The things I've learned from a broken mirror. How a face can change when a heart knows fear. For all the things my eyes have seen, the best by far is you. If I could fly, then I would know what life looks like from up above and down below. I keep you safe, I keep you dry. Don't be afraid, Cecilia, I'm the satellite, and you're the sky. And you're the sky. Thank you.
Everybody here is out of sight. But they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and right. It's such a fine, a natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's
dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and right. It's such a fine, a natural sight.
How are you guys?
Someone call in, please.
What's new? Have you thought about calling in? Well,
you probably should.
Oh my gosh.
There's 3 minutes left. We
this hour
well.
Flew by.
I know.
I hope it flew by for you. All of you ears.
Out there.
I mean, maybe we'll get a fan base. We're going to have really good themes every single week. It's not always just good. I think
Dake
we're going to have...
He'll be our biggest fan.
So. Okay, good. And Dake's going to be up.
Yeah.
But I think we should have more personal themes because this one was kind of random. It was like, oh,
yeah.
Songs that have the word space in them.
And then we just, yeah, I just kept searching my library for songs. And then we just don't have as much to say.
Right.
Yeah.
It was okay. I didn't get a whole space vibe from it. It was just, there was no vibe.
No.
It was just random songs.
It's kind of incoherent.
See
you next time. I think our first one was good. Okay, anyways, we don't have that much time to
talk.
Okay,
you can say it this time because I said it the first time.
This is Yyla and you're listening to Bug Thief. On 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio,
or also known as WUFO.
Oh yeah, for space.
You
should have said that at the beginning. It's okay, a little Easter egg at the end. Okay, last song
never heard before. Rando.
Hey,
why?
It's a great song.
Why
I
love the moon, but with instead of like an uppercase I, it's three lowercase I's.
I listen to this
phony people.
I listen to this a lot. My freshman year of high school, also the last song, but especially this song.
Yeah,
so good.
Okay, well, I'll different definitely vibe. Have yeah, an open sorry. Mind going into this.
Yeah,
and I hope everybody has a beautiful Thursday.
Oh yeah,
we've got a bunch
busy.
Planned.
Yeah,
we've got
that'd
a
be so fun. That'd be so fun.
Oh, we should have talked about Halloween. It's literally too late now.
It's okay.
That would have been
whatever.
Such a good topic.
I know. It's fine. Next time.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
That's why I love the moon. Every night it's there for you. It's constant, unlike these human beings who lie about what it seems to be. You think the earth is where you stand. That's why I love the moon, 'cause it's always